It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark Yeagy. Welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. So glad you're here today. Today, we've got not your typical passive income guy. It's a guy named Michael Hoffman, and I'm going to let Michael, in his own words, introduce himself. In fact, I'm going to use his words and do this kind of as a little twist. But this is written by Michael, and as a human performance and longevity consultant by profession, my lifelong pursuit of enhancing human optimization has equipped me with an unwavering commitment of unlocking an individual's full potential. And his relentless pursuit of innovation in the realms of human performance and anti-aging stems from, well, my deep-rooted commitment to safeguarding the well-being of my family. By intertwining my passion for health with the pursuit of passive income, I ensure a future where I can actively participate in the lives of my loved ones. I mean, it sounds like something that I would write about myself, but he already did it for me. So welcome, Michael Hoffman. How are you today?
Good, Mark. Thanks for having me on. Excited to chat.
Yeah. I want to hear about this intertwining with passive income and health and longevity and all the stuff that you stand for. It sounds like probably a life mission. How'd you get started?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how it all intertwines. You know, I think back to even how I got into vending originally was pre-COVID. I was traveling a lot as a human performance consultant with our military and a software that would try to keep some of our elite special forces healthy. And I'd sit in these airports during my layovers. And as you know, with travel delays, and I go to these vending machines, and literally I would come out of meetings from the Pentagon where it was like, we have an obesity crisis. High school graduates aren't fit enough to join our forces. Like, this is a huge national security issue. And then you go to the airport, and what do you find in a vending machine but Snickers bars and Monsters? And I was like, this is just so backwards to me. And so that's when I got on this journey of one, how do we help society live a healthier life? And then two, really scaling that in a way where, for me, I'm all about earning with your mind, not your time. And there's no better way to do sales than from a vending machine while you're sleeping.
I love it. That's pretty cool. So what's in these vending machines? If you were motivated to do something about it, what do you put in yours that's different from others? Or is that even part of the conversation here?
Yeah, I think the bigger thing is actually the type of machine and how it all works. So things like AI cameras that will charge them based on what they grab. So like, if you can visualize a smart cooler, like a fridge that won't unlock unless you put your phone or your credit card to unlock the door. And then whatever you grab, it just charges that payment card, or Apple Pay if you use your phone. So for me, it's more of finding places that think the old school bulky vending machines are archaic. And then the product side is more an art, not a science. You know, like, we just installed at a gym on Friday, and it was a ton of protein shakes, a ton of like healthy energy drinks, and then a ton of like protein bars and energy bars. So that's kind of, depending on the location, will dictate what we put in them.
That's actually really cool. So it sounds like you need some refrigeration in some of them. And that's interesting. I don't think I've ever seen a machine that has protein shakes in it, let alone, yeah, I guess protein bars. You probably can just substitute a Snickers for a protein bar, or vice versa. But the shakes, that's interesting. So you can do that, huh? And you can keep them fresh and lively, huh?
Absolutely. And if you think of these, literally, they're just kind of the refrigerators. You go into a 7-Eleven or a Wawa, and you open the door to grab your Gatorade. They're taking these refrigerators and they're putting smart locks and AI cameras in them. So instead of going into that store, you now can put one of those in an apartment, and then someone can just come downstairs rather than DoorDash in a $20 salad. They can put the salads actually in these refrigerators with the smart locks. So a lot of times, I mean, we'll put salads in there. We'll charge 10, 12 bucks depending on the type of location. And, you know, it's a $3 salad, a farmer's fridge salad you can get from Costco.
That's really cool, actually. So it brings up the negative side of it is, what about theft and break-ins and all those kinds of things? If it's unattended, don't you have a bit of that to deal with?
The goal of the AI cameras is to avoid that. So the doors are locked. So you can't just come in at, you know, the drunk kid at 2 in the morning that's going to raid your cooler. So in reality, if Mark comes in at 2 a.m. and sees 10 bags of chips, when he puts his credit card on the door, it's going to unlock. If he takes 10 bags of chips, you don't need to scan anything. There's no kiosk or like honor code. Whatever you grab is going to charge the card that opened the door. So it really kind of gets past the theft concerns. I mean, I just bought a route in downtown Chicago. They're definitely worried a little bit about theft. And so we did a lot of these smart coolers because then you don't have to worry about just the open shelf policy of people coming through in the middle of the night.
This is kind of revolutionary. I mean, we hear about AI, but to actually apply AI with an old school horse and buggy vending route,
yeah,
is actually, you know, that's how revolutions start to happen. This is amazing.
So yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I just it's crazy. The industry is so archaic and it's so old school. And even Mark, taking a step further, I can track all my inventory of all my machines. Like, I live in Oregon. You talk about Chicago. I have locations in Seattle and Philadelphia. Literally, I can track all that inventory from my phone. Most locations where we're putting in these smart machines, they had traditional vending machines where the only way to track inventory was to drive by and stock it. Well, guess what? Humans are lazy. So these old school people just stopped coming by to stock it. Well, there's nothing worse than having a machine that's empty. So why even have one? So this is kind of back to the revolution. There's the revolution of the technology, but then there's a revolution of the software on the back end to track your inventory.
So somebody has to stock it though, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
You just have somebody in Philadelphia or Seattle or wherever to go and stock those things back up.
Yep.
But you know exactly what your inventory is. You know exactly what's been sold by the minute. And you don't have to deal with minimum wage, it sounds like, unless maybe we're talking about the delivery person to stock the cooler.
Yeah. And then, you know, you can even track the cash in the machines. You can track like all of those things from your phone. So really it kind of eliminates all the friction that existed in the industry 10 years ago.
Wow. Where's this going?
I think it's going to a place of, you've probably seen it in airports lately, but this, you know, Amazon just came out with this just walk out technology. So they tried to do it in their Amazon Whole Foods stores, where, you know, you literally don't talk to a person when you come in. You just have your Prime barcode. It lets you in. The cameras track what you grab and you walk out. Well, now that's getting really mainstream in airports. Like, I just had a layover in Denver last week. I went and grabbed a water and a protein beef jerky, and I didn't talk to anyone. I just grabbed it. I didn't have to scan and do a self-checkout. I just put my card in there, walked in. When I walked out, it charged my card based on the cameras up on the ceiling. And same thing with sporting events, movie, you know, anything with a lot of foot traffic. There's just, you know, humans are lazy. They're hard to rely on. You think of like hotels. You got to go grab something from that little snack store, and then you got to go to the front desk and say, put this on room 518 for Mark. You know, well, this is all going to remove all that friction.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our cash flow machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2-4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2-4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. So that's where it's going. I mean, I did hear that Amazon kind of shut those little kiosk or that checkout barcode thing deal, but that doesn't mean it doesn't work. I think maybe it was just ahead of its time kind of thing, but that seems to be the future. Plus, I see, I think in your state of Oregon and especially California, there's minimum wage laws that are just hiking up, which is disempowering and unemploying people that, you know, were normally employable. and replacing them with automation, just like what you talk about, right?
Yep. And then you got the, you know, nowadays there's literally, I just got a demo of a company that plugs in Clear, the TSA pre-check technology, into machines to sell alcohol, to sell marijuana, to sell, you know, the latest kind of approved drugs. So it's just an interesting wave of the future of revolution going on.
Do you own this technology, or is it something you license or bought?
I license it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you've got that going on, and let's look at the other side of it, because this is the Wealth Architect podcast, and
yeah,
you know, people are looking for investment opportunities. So I don't even know if you do this, but I think you would. You look for investors, and if you do, what's that look like?
Yeah. So there's this kind of, it kind of reminds me of, I guess, probably self-storage 5-10 years ago, with this, a consolidation is going to happen. Right now we're in this like land grab stage of locations don't know about this technology. So you can go out, you know, Mark can go to his gym and see all the foot traffic and see that they have an old school vending machine and sell them on this new style vending machine and technology, and Mark will grab that location. Well, the other side of this is people are going to want to consolidate and buy routes. And that's where I think it could be really intriguing for folks these days, because I just bought a route for a very small multiple in Chicago, and I've already added two sister properties of the route I bought. Same decision maker that manages the locations. So it was a classic add-on of value instantly. So yeah, that route I bought based on the cash flow revenue, I've already expanded that route within the first 30 days of buying it. And I'm adding all the new technology to increase sales by over 20% with the AI cameras. Because the minute you don't have to hit a button on a vending machine to figure out what that bar is, what it costs, you can just open the door, grab it and go. Yeah. More people are going to use it. So that's kind of, I think the next wave is buying these routes at a bargain right now.
Yeah. Wow. And what about as an investor? So the investor would come and give you money. Is that the way it works, or invest in your company, or you're going to help them set up a route? You do consulting. I don't know how your business works, so maybe you can educate us.
Yeah. So what we started ultimately as a coaching business, organically. My background in as a coach, and helping people out there, let's say Mark wants to build a route in the Carolinas. And so we would coach you on how to set the prices, what type of machines you should get. But we would also, I have a bunch of in-house cold callers and email specialists. So we would pull the leads for, you know, ultimately your area. And then we would do a go-to-market campaign on your behalf to try to drum up leads for your company, in this case, let's say the Carolinas. So we help people with that too, the classic like vertical integration, where we're trying to kind of help make it as done for you as possible.
So somebody could actually come in, pick out a route or two, and make and create a living off of this kind of an idea?
Absolutely. Or you could be like, hey, I want to build. We have so many parents in the community that are like, look, college isn't getting cheaper, or daycare is expensive.
Sure.
I want to build a side hustle for my kids, or I have a teenage boy that I want to stock the machine. Can you build a route? I'll close the meeting you set for us, and then he can run the back end. It's like DoorDash. I don't care when they stock. It just needs to be done once a week.
Right. Well, it sounds like a great side hustle, or a great full-time business if you get, mm-hmm. you get some scale. So kudos to you. How can people find out a bit more about you and what you do, and how you can help them?
Yeah, Mark, that's a good question. I think the easiest place is probably just vendingpreneurs.com. That's kind of where our program sits. And then as far as social media, I'm very active on Twitter. So that's where I'm doing a lot of content and sharing a lot of, you know, behind the scenes of what running a route, buying a route, all those kind of fun things look like.
Great. Okay. So I'll put those links in the show notes, everybody. What final two things would you like to leave our audience with? Because I know you cover a lot of things in your life. We kind of honed in on the vending part of the opportunity, but I know you're bigger than just vending. What do you want to leave us with?
At the end of the day, you know, consistency matters, whether that's as an investor. You know, I really take the compounding up and to the right mindset of what you want from any investment you make and apply it to everything in life. So nice. When I was coaching athletes, we'd always say, like, you're either getting better or worse today. You know, like when we did a lot of stuff with the Naval Special Warfare community with our consulting, you know, they have kind of the easiest day was yesterday type of thing. So I think that's probably what I apply to both my human performance interests, the health of my family, but also literally just any type of day-to-day actions.
I love it. I actually needed to hear that today. So perfect timing.
You're going to the gym this afternoon.
I know. You got it. Consistency matters from Michael Huffman. Michael, thank you for your time and educating us about passive income opportunities in vending and what you do. I think it's fascinating. I wish you lots of luck.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate what you do and what you're building in this community.
My pleasure. And for those of you listening and watching, first of all, thank you for being here. And second of all, you know what I always say, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. So I'll see you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.